Hello, this is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, I am good.
Did you receive my email?
Yes. Is it Kelvin?
Yes, sir.
You're from Ohio, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't get my email, but I did talk. Did I talk with Tim, the vendor over there? Did you contact with Tim, the vendor?
Yes, I've been in contact with him.
So what is it about? I don't check with my email.
So I have one approval for you. You know, like I had told you before, we're probably gonna have to do two or three loans to get you the full 150. To get the approval amount bumped up, I need some additional information because you are a startup restaurant. So I sent you an email. I'm gonna need a couple of years tax returns, a personal financial statement completed, which I sent you the template for that. And I need some bank account statements.
Okay.
So I sent you an email with that request.
Right now you have the proof for how much now?
Right now it's proof for 25.
Only 25?
But like I said, I can get the 150. I just need this additional information.
Yeah, okay. the tech return, I might have it. Because the last year, Pauline, she get into business with this, and then she's, don't withdraw, from work, but she have, the 14th is going to be okay.
Okay.
The 14th for the truck return and then bank account and everything, I have those kind of things for you. I could email back to you, sometime, tomorrow.
Okay, sounds
when
good.
When I get contact with Pauline. And then, if you cannot, approve up to that, 150, because I want to, because I have other options to pay for that, but then, if you could do up to around from 75 to 100,000 should be okay, because that could be covered pretty much, equipment, for my restaurant. And then other thing I need, I could, pay, with credit card or my cash, in the company here.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. So even if, to be qualified for 75 and everything, you still need those kind of information too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I will email it to you, sometime by tomorrow.
Perfect. And go ahead. I mean, send me the 15 tax return anyways, even if there's not a lot on it, just so I can check it off the list.
Yeah. Okay. Then I will talk to Pauline to order that, because I believe that, I into this kind of, deal with the restaurant, it's close to a year and a half already, go through all kind of hearing, parking, and permit and everything up to now. So we stay over here with the plan over here for a long time already.
Okay. Now, do you guys have another business or another restaurant as well, or is this your first time?
Well, actually, I myself, because I am the project manager for this, restaurant here, I have a lot of experience with that, but then, I'm doing the management position over this business, project manager right now, for this building. I have, the sport bar, I've been doing sushi bar, restaurant. I have on those few, I've been doing a lot already.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my restaurant, right here, gonna be come out, no other Vietnamese, cuisine around here, could be, better than this, because, I provide a very good, floor plan, the lease over here, it's 3,000, more than 3,000, square foot for the restaurant. I have patio, I have everything. It's a very good location. When we obtain the lease, we're ready to go. We are building the business right now.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's all, and then...
What about Paulina? Does she own another restaurant, or is she new to this type of business?
She used to be of the family, a woman before. She had, other shop, nail shop and everything. But then right now is the type that she kind of believed in me too, So she want to invest into, this kind of business because, Vietnamese cuisine right now, it's very popular into the nationwide, to deal with, all kind of customers. It's not only Vietnamese town, little town, and you see a...
No, I love it. I love it. And I'm a white boy.
I have a very good concept, and very good, a business plan for this restaurant coming out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, that's good, because there's a questionnaire in there for you to fill out as well that I attached, so that's where you'll be able to give that information. But I'm sorry, so this is her first restaurant or no?
What is that?
So this is her first restaurant or no?
Huh?
Paulina, is this her first restaurant or does she own other restaurants?
Yeah, it's her first restaurant, but she have other business back then, but I don't know.
She's
involving with this first restaurant. That's why, you know, we asked for a starter, you know, over there. You know, but, you know, the way I understand, you know, everybody have to have that policy, but then, you know, to build this business, it's up to 300,000, you know, buy with the lead, 10,000 a year. You know, it's got to do a lot of searching, you know, and study for that before we coming out. And besides that, I have so much, you know, like experience and confidence with the consumer right now, you know, in this kind of, you know, restaurant. So,
yeah.
So you need the tax return and the bank statement or maybe bank account?
No, bank statements. So if you can just save them and email them over to me.
Bank statement. I don't know about bank statements. Right now, you know, she in Reno. She come back here. So we could request that from the bank, but then, you know, like bank statement.
Yeah, so she can usually just log in from her computer and she can download the last 4 months and just email them to you. It only takes a couple minutes.
The last 4 months? Okay, yeah. So I'm going to get her.
But again, in that email, there'll be a checklist of items.
So you need the bank statement and you need the tax return.
Yes, that too? Two tax returns, and then there's a form for you to fill out.
Two forms,
actually. Personal financial statement and then the questionnaire.
Okay.
Let me give you my mobile, my cell phone, in case the email didn't go through, and I'll give you my direct phone number for my office as well.
Okay.
My mobile is 949-533.
Let me get the pen to write it down. I'm not ready right now. Okay, Calvin. Okay,
949-533-533.
Seven three two nine.
That's my mobile.
Okay.
And then my direct office line is 714. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 858.
858.
519.
858. 519-5050. Okay, I'm gonna email you that, and then we work from there.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, but if I just need that 25,000, you know, for first, then I don't need it. It's already approved already.
Yes.
Or you still need it?
I may still need it for the funding portion, anyways. So it's okay. Better just to have it.
Okay, yeah, I have it, you know. I will email that to you.
Okay.
But then, because I kind of have other offer too, but then, you know, like, I talked with Tim, telling me that to stay with you, because he's been doing with you already, you know, everything should be easy and everything, so I stay with this, and I hope the transition could get, you know, as fast as possible. Right now, you know, I need those kind of things to install into my business.
Sure, no, I understand. Yeah. Who's giving you offers, just so I know?
Okay. Let me contact Pauline, you know, to collect those kind of information as soon as possible, and I could, you know, forward to you, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime. Now, what other offers are on the table? Who sent you offers, and what did they offer?
I have from the Union Bank that doing business, because my business has Union Bank, too. They do have to offer that for me, too, you know. But then,
okay.
And then... same thing with you, give a term to me, 25,000 and blah, 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 blah. But then, you know, like, I could stay with you. And if it's not the case, then I could take 25 from you. I could take 25 from others. It would be okay, right?
Well, it just depends. It depends on the program and the product, but it's possible. Once we get you approved here and we'll see where we're at, then I'll, you know, you can show me what their offer is, what their contracts look like, and I'll let you know if you can do both.
Yeah, sometimes when you get into the final, then it's a lot of things that you have to make decision to, you know, talking about, you know, like how much you're going to pay for that, the interest, you know, like all kind of things for you to make decision. It's not, you know,
sure.
It's not, you know, from there. But anyway, let me gather those kind of, you know, information that you need and forward it to you. And from there, you know, I try to work with you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very
much. All right. Thank you. Bye.